Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Inside Scoop Live. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and joining me today is author Donna Solitario. Donna is a survivor of child abuse who ministers to others with insight and awareness on many issues. She is an author with many accomplishments. She is published in 6 anthology books and has won 6 Editor's Choice Awards. Donna has a Bachelor of Science in Human Service, a Certificate in Special Education, a Substance Abuse Certificate, and Training in Domestic Violence. Donna taught special education for 8 years. She is currently a GED instructor for substance abusers through the court system in a treatment facility. She is featured in the new inspiring book, Dream Reachers, with icons such as Clint Eastwood, Tanya Tucker, Ann Southern, and new rising inspiring celebrities, musicians, writers, poets, and others who, through dedication and hard work, are making their dreams come true. Donna is a poetry ambassador and is listed in Who's Who in Literature. She is the author of Embrace the Light, A Woman's Story Through Poetry to Touch Your Heart, and she has just published her 2nd book, Coming Home to My Heart. And she is actually on work on her 3rd collection of poetry. Donna lives a spiritual life and ministers inspirations to her students and adults while being a good role model. She has 2 grown children and 4 grandchildren, and you can find out more through her website, outskirtspress.com/Donna Solitario. So thank you so much for joining us today, Donna.
Oh, thank you so much, Juanita. So nice to be here with you.
You are a busy lady.
Yeah. I am.
I don't know when you would find time to write. So how long have you been writing poetry?
Actually, I've been writing for about 20 years. I submitted my first poem and it won an award, and I was really grateful about that and didn't expect it. It kind of stopped, but just would write for family, friends, and special occasions. And then I actually started writing again by working at Job Corps with for my students, and that's where it all began to really turn into books and things of that nature.
So it was with Job Corps that you actually got started in writing? I mean, it sounds like you've been writing for most of your life, though.
Yeah. I really believe I had this gift and really didn't know it.
Oh, right.
If you will.
Yeah.
Even as a child, I would go in my cellar and I'd make up songs and poems and were, you know, for hours and just had this passion inside of me. And, you know, like I say, it took my Job Corps students to show me that I had a gift because I was seeing changes, positive changes in their behavior and in their spirituality and different things like that. So it was that's what really inspired me to write the books.
So poems that you were sharing in class, you were getting a good response from?
Yeah. In fact, one student one day, he was really down, and I thought, geez, you know, I tried talking to him, and that seemed to help, but I thought, I need to do something more. He was really depressed about the breakup of his girl. He was an older student. He was about 20, 21 or 22. And I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to give him one of my special poems. And I gave it to him, and it just seemed like he put it into a card. The next day I came to school, he had it in a card. He put beautiful butterflies and hearts all over it, and he typed it out. And I thought, wow, you know, this really inspired him. And you could see he was smiling and different things. And I just felt so touched by that. It just wouldn't leave me. And I thought, you know, maybe I should start writing more for my students. And with that thought in mind, the next day, several of the other students were knocking on my door and asking me, Juanita, to write them poems.
Really?
And these were kids, you know, that had come from, you know, hardships in their lives, you know.
Yeah. Well, you were touching somewhere deep within them with your writing.
Yes, and it just touched my heart so deeply that it changed my life. It changed my life with my writing. I knew that I had this gift and I needed to share it with the world.
Well, now you're writing in both poetry and prose, so how would you describe your writing style?
Juanita, I would describe it as just easy for my readers to comprehend. Although some of my poetry is rather deep with a lot of insight, and inspiration. But I write so my readers can understand, because I really want the message to get across to them.
Simplicity.
For inspiration.
Yeah, simplicity can be very profound. It doesn't have to be difficult.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the heart I want to touch, the heart and soul. Yeah.
Donna, tell us a little bit about the work that you actually do now. You're a teacher. You know, you said you've been in the school system for 20 years. I'm interested to know how you got into teaching, your passion for teaching, and how it's evolved over this time.
Oh, sure. I always loved working with children, and I always took care of children through my life, and they always brought me a lot of joy. And I started, actually, when my children were in grade school, I thought, well, you know, I'll try to be a substitute teacher, and so I'll be around my kids at the same time, and would just love to, you know, work with them. And it just so happened that I ended up loving it. And what happened was I went back to school while I was a teacher assistant, and my children were still in school. And that's when I got my Bachelor of Science degree. And I thought, you know, I was given quite a few special education students with special needs, various different needs and things like that nature. And it was also behavioral children, issues on behaviors, at-risk kids, and even autistic children. And I really, really fell in love with them. And I thought, you know, I really want to go back to school again to become a special education teacher. And so I did that, and it was so rewarding. And I taught that for 8 years, like you were saying in my bio. And it was just wonderful. It was wonderful. And I was very blessed. Every day was a blessing. You know, work with these children.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved on to work.
To Job Corps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
a huge transition. And, you know, being with older, I can't call them kids. They were the ages between 16 and, say, 28.
Young adults.
Mm-hmm. And I had just such a bond with these kids. And it was, I have to say that just the poetry itself, I was showing them my heart, you know, through my poems, and came down with them, if you will, with, you know, of course, remaining the boundaries of being a teacher. But just the rapport I had was phenomenal. It was just so heart-touching. And, you know, many of them would graduate, and they'd say, you know, after, I mean, they'd say, you know, Miss, you know, you made such a impact on my life, and it really made me want to change my life around, and I was just so touched by this. Yeah, so it was tough when I left Job Corps, because, you know, my supervisor told me, she goes, all the kids are at your door crying, and I felt really bad to leave, you know, but I needed to pursue, you know, my God-given talent with the writing. And they understood that, you know, they were just so, they were like, well, good luck in your journey. You know, they were so sweet. And so many of them, Anita, have followed me on MySpace, and they'll let me know how they're doing and different things like that. And
you're a special person in their lives. And I think probably because of your own background, you know, there's something that is really relatable with you, with these children.
Absolutely, absolutely. That empathy, you know, of knowing what it's like to struggle, knowing, you know, what child abuse is, you know, being a victim as a child myself, and learning to, you know, to become a survivor. And I had that passion. I still have that passion to pass that on to them, you know, and I always go the extra mile. And I think that just meant the world to them, that someone would care enough, you know. You know, and there were people in my life that did that for me, and I just wanted to pass on what has been freely given to me, Juanita.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to pass it on, right?
Absolutely.
Part of the whole recovery process.
It sure is, and it's such a blessing, you know, and it's brought me to, you know, I subbed for a while, maybe a year or so, and then I worked, you know, and the kids were so cute, because I'd bring in my first book, embrace the label and story through poetry to touch your heart. I bring that in and show them, you know, if I had a write-in or poetry class, you know, that day. And they'd be like, oh, Miss, can we have your autograph? They're so precious, you know, so cute. And I'd be like, oh, sure. It's not necessary, but, you know. But that, you know, I would do that to inspire them to write. And so I have so many poems from the kids, you know.
So you did bring poetry into your classes.
I do. And which brought me to this new job, working through the court system in a treatment facility for substance abusers. I pass poems out every day. So every day is a blessing, Juanita.
That's
you know?
Fantastic. You have a beautiful life, Donna.
I do. I'm so gifted. I'm so blessed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know working in a treatment facility, it's very different than the other environments that you were in. It can be tough, you know. There's weighty issues that people are dealing with in a facility like that.
But, you know, my heart's in it, and I think because of my own addictions, I came from the, you know, an alcoholic home, and my mom was bipolar, plus she drank, as well. And so, unfortunately, I became an alcoholic and addicted to pills. And so, you know, I can relate to them, you know, on that level. But I have 21 years of sobriety. I'm very grateful to say thanks by the grace of God, you know.
So what did your whole recovery from your abuse and then your addictions, what did that look like? Were you in therapy? Did you do 12 steps?
I did it all, Juanita.
You did. Good for you.
Thank you.
And you learned to, from what I understand, forgive your family of origin, and you have really moved on with your life, which is such an inspiration. And I wonder how it is that you actually made it, have gotten there and recovered.
Oh, thank you so much, Juanita. You know, there's just so many people, so many things, but first person, is God. He has been my inspiration and continues to be. And, you know, I made a decision 21 years ago, and I said, God, I don't want to live like my parents did, and I want to change my life, and I want to be the best mom I can be and the best person I can be, and I'll do anything to change it. I don't want to be a victim. I want to be a survivor. And from that day forward, I haven't had a drink or a pill. And also, I was repeating the cycle of abuse with abusive relationships. I was in unhealthy domestic violence, a few of them, and just relationships that were unhealthy because I wasn't healthy enough. I didn't give myself that time to find out who Donna was and needed to learn the red flags. So I think a lot of women and men, you know, anyone can be abused, can suffer from that codependency, that unhealthy, toxic relationships, because they think that's what's healthy, that's what's normal, that's what they were used to, and that's what happened to me. So I got stuck in that even after years of sobriety. So 7 years ago, I ended the relationship I was in that was unhealthy, and I got help, and I, again, you know, went to 12-step programs. I went into counseling. I joined a domestic violence group, and I learned about the red flags of unhealthy relationships, and I thought, you know, I never want to repeat that again, just like the alcoholism, and, you know, I wanted to change that. So I, you know, went the extra mile and did all that, and so now I try to foster that with my students, you know, like, on a daily basis, I'll work with women or men that are in unhealthy relationships, and I try to inspire them with the poetry, and or I'll have, you know, classes on, on empowerment and what's healthy, what is unhealthy in a relationship. And, you know, it's just so wonderful, you know, the connection I'm making with these students as well.
It's so amazing. How big is this issue of domestic violence and just really dysfunctional relationships from what you're seeing?
It's huge, Juanita. It's so prevalent in our society. And many people don't even know that they're in unhealthy relationships, and they accept unacceptable behavior and abuse. And abuse comes in many forms. It can be physical, emotional, spiritual. It's very subtle. It's usually, you know, followed with manipulations. The thing is, people have to realize that if something is hurting you, that's a red flag. You know, something doesn't feel right. Trust your inner self.
And I imagine with a lot of people that are in this situation, they just really have not learned how to trust themselves.
Exactly, because they didn't have that healthy parenting growing up. They didn't have the unconditional love, and they didn't learn the healthy behaviors, or, you know, they weren't given empathy, and they didn't know how to become resilient and to get up and fight, you know, and find out how to get recovery, how to change your lives around, you know. So that's why education is such a big piece.
It is, and this is why you, I believe, bringing hope and empowerment to your students is just so groundbreaking, and you're seeing such transformation because they really need a mentor, I think, that has been through it and has come out on the other side.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I was just so honored last week. A friend of mine that works at the jail, she's been there for years. I guess they're looking for a speaker, and she recommended me. So I'm going to be speaking as well at the jail now through my poetry books and my life on child abuse and my recovery. So it's another piece, you know, I'm very honored by this.
Would you share a poem from your new book?
Oh, sure. I would love to. There's so many different kinds.
How did you break this book up? Let's go tell our audience about that first. How did the different topics in Coming Home to My Heart?
Oh, sure. The first 50 pages, Juanita, or so, I would say, are on the child abuse. It's very deep. There's a lot of insight on how a child feels, what a child goes through, the feelings, the emotions, the abandonment, the rejection. It's very, very deep. But a reader with any kind of really background, because 99% of all families are dysfunctional and the other 1% don't know it yet.
That's great.
I also went on 11 retreats and learned quite a bit about those things. Yeah, you know, but it also has insight on the parents that are unhealthy, that were affected by an abusive father, abusive mother, or by bipolar, by substance abuse, by their own mental illness or adversities. So it gives the reader not only an insight on the child abuse and the child's feelings, but it also gives empathy for parents who are sick that you know, couldn't give from a disease that just couldn't give, you know, that didn't have it to give. So it gives the reader not only insight, it gives awareness and empathy to, geez, these people were really sick, and what a great loss to have done that to their own child that must be for those parents. So that, you know, goes on to the empathy part, the forgiveness of the child that grows into the adult, realizes this. Now she has wisdom and spirituality, and she's, you know, reached out to the world and made her own recovery. So now she can actually give back to her parents what they didn't give to her, you know.
Beautiful.
And thank you. And it's exactly how I live my life. I go to, my mom had a stroke, and she's blind in a wheelchair. And you see a poem like that in my book. Maybe I could read that one. But, you know, I just, you know, have to say that we've got a really good relationship today. And she actually tells me she's sorry about their abuse. She knows about my book. And I said, Mom, I just want you to know I didn't write this book to hurt you or anyone. I did it to help others. I feel like it's my, you know, a gift God gave me, and I have to do this. And I believe it's God's will. And she said, Donna Marie, I am so happy you're doing this. This really helps me to forgive myself.
Isn't that powerful?
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. I'm talking today with Donna Solitario. Her new book, Coming Home to My Heart for Inner Peace, is out now. You can find out more about Donna and her books at OutskirtsPress.com/Donna Solitario, or you can just Google Donna Solitario. Do you think that forgiveness that she gave herself, was that immediate, or did it take her a while to really fully embrace your forgiveness, to take her to that space?
Yes, I think by me forgiving her and loving her unconditionally and totally being there for her just made her realize, you know, that how much she loved me, how much she was sorry, and how much she realized, you know, that she was sick and that my father's drinking, and what she went through bringing up four young girls, you know, affected her, and that she felt very badly about, very remorseful. So, but in this poem, you know, it shows that, you know, the love and the empathy and the healing.
What a remarkable healing.
Yeah, I'm so blessed, Juanita, you know. And if I say I miss a day going up there, it's like, oh, my God, you know, she's like, where were you, you know? I mean, I missed you, you know, and I'll bring her sweets and things like that, you know, and it's just been wonderful. But, you know, and I have to say the other parts of the book are, you know, after the forgiveness comes, relationships, unhealthy relationships. And it shows in the love poems, some are love poems and some are about domestic violence and what it does to a woman or a man. And it gives a lot of insight on that, where Rita could actually learn these red flags on her own through these poems. Yeah. And then it goes on to show the grace of God in my life since I turned my life over to Him, sought counseling, sought, educated myself, went to 12-step meetings, you know, did the work and still doing the work for many, many years. You see the wisdom, you see the grace of God through my life, and you see the people that have touched my life. You see my friends. You see special people that have inspired me as well. People I've met that even right in my first book, I did an interview with Chase Vaughn. He's a author of Dream Reachers and with the Student Operated Press. And, you know, people like that that really touched my life. And then you go on to see the motivational poems, you know, for my students and for women and men to, you know, find their inner strength and come home to their hearts. And then the last part you see total spirituality.
This really is a full, full book with powerful messages all through.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, you really made it's complete, it feels like, how you're explaining it.
Yeah. In fact, you know, my friend Kenny, who passed away recently, he was like a surrogate father. He was just always there for me. We were friends for like 30 years, and he always believed in me. And these were the type of people I chose to put in my life after what I, you know, being a survivor, I learned to put healthy people in my life, people that were really on Donna's side, you know, instead of unhealthy, you know, relationships. And he was just such an inspiration to me. He was in recovery as well. And, you know, he had 25 years sobriety as well. And the last time I saw him, I'm so grateful for that because he asked me to read I wrote a poem about him in my book, and he had birds, you know, and I just wanted to include his birds. I knew they were his life, that he loved these birds so much. He was such a good man, Juanita. Oh, I love him so much. I'll miss him. I already miss him a lot, but I know he's in heaven. I believe that, you know. But I read him his poem, and he said to me, he looked up at me and he smiled and he said, "Donna," he said, "that is so nice." And he goes, "Read on." So I read on, and I read about my grandbabies, and he loved the oldest one, Peyton, because she loved the birds, so they bonded with that. You know, that was his angel, you know, and it was like he just lit up when I read those, you know, that poem and my other Grammys, and he looked at me and he smiled and he said, "Donna," he goes, "if you never do anything else in your life," he goes, "you did it all with that book."
Oh,
I know. I know.
So, yeah. You know, your spirituality really, really comes through in your writing and in your whole perspective on life. And I'm wondering how important you feel having faith and having spirituality is to really this whole process and really achieving happiness after, you know, a childhood of abuse.
It's I think, Juanita, it's a gift from God. It's an undeserving gift, what he's given to me. I mean, he's given me the poems and different things like that and recovery. And all I had was the willingness and a tiny mustard seed of faith. And I always had a very close relationship with God, being a Catholic, and Jesus. And I was the type of kid, I'd wake up on Christmas and not so much think of the presents, but think of him and his birth and say happy birthday to him. And I always had a very loving relationship with him. And I always had this, you know, heart of a big heart. And I really believe it comes from him. And I had a vision of Mother Mary in a dream when I was about 11. And I was crying in my dream. I'll never forget it. And she came to me in my dream and she said, "Don't cry, because God has a wonderful gift for you to do. You're going to help a lot of children in the world." And I forgot about it through the years.
Really?
And it came back when I went into teaching. I thought, you know, I had a vision of her. And my life has played out like that. So there's been a lot of spirituality things happen to me that I wasn't even looking for. And that just came to me. So that's why I call it an undeserved gift. And just been so touched by so many wonderful people in the world that have are close to God as well. You sense a difference for ones who really love him and try to follow him. You do, they live their lives differently many times. And the ones that don't have that, I'm very empathetic for as well. And I try to show them a loving God that I have instead of forcing things. And in my book, you don't see me forcing either one of my books. Because I don't believe God is a punishing God. I believe he's a loving God. And, you know, he wants people to find him and, you know, as I was ready to have their hearts come to him. And that's why I say my second book is called Coming Home to My Heart, because I really believe that God put that heart inside of all of us where we can, you know, turn to him. And also, I have to say the 12-step recovery programs is a great place to find God as well and to heal and to live a very spiritual, a good life, you know.
So
happy life.
It sounds to me, really, at this point, that you're not, you know, regarding, say, following your dreams or really creating the life you want to, you're just kind of following the path of your heart. You're just opening up to what is divinely there in you, and it's not a push, like you say.
No, I wouldn't want anyone to push me. And I think that would be, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful, and I have empathy, and I understand how people feel, and some people have been hurt by religion, and, you know, my loving God wants to just touch their heart and soul.
Because there is a lot of spiritual abuse out there, I guess, that you, I'm sure, see on a daily basis in the way that you do.
Absolutely, and people have been so hurt and just so turned off by it all. So, you know, you need just let them find their way.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can do, you know, is be a power example, Juanita. I'll never know all the answers. And any book that says they have all the answers, I stare away from.
No kidding. Or any person that says they have all, right?
I don't want to know all the answers. You know, I want to get out of the driver's seat and let him do his job. I'm just a small part in this, and I'm just, you know, so honored that he has enabled me to do something for him to give back to the world before my time's up.
Right.
You know, I want to give to the young, give to the next generation, and, you know, those who suffer.
Well,
but I did, huh?
Well, and what is one person's answers may not be another's.
Exactly. Exactly. You're so right. You know, it's like, and it, you know, people that try to force that, it goes back to the controlling parents or the controlling relationship. You know, this is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know. But I did find the poem for my mom. I was wondering if I could read two. Could I read two?
Sure, please do.
Oh, thanks, Anita. Mom, when I held your hand, the grace of God. Mom, when I held your hand today, I felt a warm breeze come my way. My heart melted deep inside. My love for you came alive. Deep in my soul lies a treasure of love and feelings that will last forever. God blessed me with empathy for you. Precious moments shared made me feel new. It was as if I was floating above the sea, embracing your inner beauty. A woman who tried her best with an abiding faith which passed the test of time, fate, heartache, and adversity. A lifetime of injustice, pain, and difficulty. From a world of struggles beyond your control, how you managed to make it through, I will never know. Yet, there you were, blind and slumped in your wheelchair, smiling and singing as if you hadn't a care. Knowing in my heart you're just holding on, trying so hard to be strong, praying to Jesus, asking for forgiveness. Mom, I feel your pain. There is no one to blame. Two hands touching and hoping to mend. Praying this is not how it all ends. I remember when you taught your students the piano, looked forward to your favorite shows, called your friends to shoot the breeze, on the telephone chatting with me. Now there's not much you can do. You hope and pray I'll never forget you. I get a little emotional here. Well, tell me you're sorry for the abuse. Two hands joining together, blessed by God for mother and daughter. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And still emotional for you.
Yeah, because I love her that much.
Yeah.
And I feel so much for her, what she went through as well.
Yeah.
Living with an alcoholic father. I was the type of kid, even back then, that I believe God gave me the strength, you know, to be there for her, like when he'd go away on the weekends drinking and stuff like that, and she would be crying, you know, and had four little mouths to feed and didn't know what to do, and it was just so sad. And I would sit there and go, it's going to be okay.
Oh, you were the caretaker.
Oh, yeah. That's why I go to Alda to this day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Wendy. You're so sweet, too.
What was the other one that you were going to share?
Oh, thank you. I love this one because it's at the end of my book, and, you know, without that did and said and done, I kind of, you know, just want to give my audience, my readers, hope, and that they're beautiful, and I want them to be happy and free. So it goes, born again, happy and free. We were all sent from the heavens with the intentions of being loved, cherished, and cared for with parental protection. The thunder in the sky filled the world with adversities and strife. The time has come to rise graciously from being a victim to become a survivor through love and inspiration. The sun grasps its love and hold upon your beautiful face. A radiant glow is marked with dignity and grace. Your heart holds the inner beauty only you possess. God put it there for you to pass each and every test, to empower you with courage, faith, and hope while you embrace the light. Your inner strength fulfills your destiny with victory and might. You are a survivor, strong and secure, for your spirit has triumphed and soared. As your heart faithfully arises to the occasion for a lifetime of happiness and celebration, a once torn and broken-hearted spirit flees to freedom and is finally delivered. The wonder and magic inside of your heart is relentless and dedicated to make a new start. While floating peacefully in midair, You arise to the top. A voice is now heard. Let us all rejoice for the strength and truth in your own powerful voice. Love is singing in your heart again as you become your own best friend. You're born again and renewed by the grace of God, for you've come home now to your heart.
Beautiful. You are a wonderful writer, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
That is
Thank you. Inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Juanita.
Yeah, many books will be coming from you in the future, I can tell.
My third one, I'm halfway done.
You are?
Yeah, I'm halfway done.
So sometime in 2010?
Oh, yeah.
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 That's
Thank you so much.
It's been so wonderful talking with you, Donna. You know, our time is coming up. I think we could just share a whole half hour of you reciting your poetry.
Oh, it's just so inspiring. Thank you so much.
I want to mention your website once again for our listeners today.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
To do the http://outskirtspress.com/Donna Solitario.
And I'm sure that's such a mouthful. I'm sure if we Googled your name too.
Oh yeah.
I'm out there. Yeah, you are up there.
Amazon.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is solitary.
Yeah. And so your books are available through online booksellers as well. They could be purchased through local bookstores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my dear, this has been such a great conversation with you. I look forward to having another one when you come up with book three.
Oh, thank you, Juanita, so much. You've been such a pleasure to talk with.
And you too. And I know our listeners will definitely benefit from our interview today. So thank
Wonderful.
You so much, Donna. And you take care and all the best to you and much success with your books.
Thank you so much and the best to you. God bless you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, that's been Donna Solitario. Her new book, Coming Home to My Heart for Inner Peace, is out now, and it was the premise of our talk today. And Donna's poetry that she read is from her book, Coming Home to My Heart. Her first book, Embrace the Light, is also available through her website that we just mentioned, http://outskirtspress.com/Donna Solitario. Or for an easier find, just Google Donna Solitario. You'll find all sorts of information. So I hope you found some inspiration in our interview today. I certainly have, and really welcome her to come back to the program anytime. So thank you for tuning in once again to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.